Cape Talk.
The Africa Report.
With JJ Cornish.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish as he gives you the latest coming out of the African continent. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour. Bonjour. Ça va très bien, merci.
Thank you so much for joining us without wasting any time, Baba. Once again, Ethiopia and Eritrea are at it again.
Well, yes, you know, the good news story of the continent. I mean, yesterday, New Year's Day for the Jewish community, the Muslim community, it was also the Ethiopians' New Year's Day. End of the rains, beginning of the harvest. You know, it's a auspicious time. And the Ethiopians have got some grown-up problems to consider. I mean, with the problems with the Romeo, even though the new prime minister, Abiy Ahmed, is from Oromia, there's still problems. There's a million people displaced inside of Ethiopia. But the relations with their neighbor, Eritrea, with whom they fought that bitter, bitter war in 1998 to 2000, 80,000 people dying in that war, that's over. And both Abiy Ahmed and Isaias Afwerki, the president of Eritrea, visited the Bira, the town where was centered on some of the bitterest fighting during that war, and reopened a border post there, and they've reopened some other border posts along the frontier between the two countries. So good news continues, you know, the story after story in that area. And we had an earlier incident with the Eritreans. Actually, it looks like they're going to have to or will cut down on the draft, you know, the conscription. So those sort of things happen, and people will be driven back into doing more gainful jobs, making more money for the economy. It'll be a very, very good thing. So, you know, we look to those developments with great encouragement in Africa.
Ah, fantastic. And from good news and from a story we thought we've just made peace, but it seems like Libya is back in turmoil again.
Yes, indeed. The oil company offices were in Tripoli, were attacked, 2 people killed, 10 wounded, all employees of the oil company. There were explosions in the building, intense shooting. Staff were held hostage. Then they were released. The warlord Khalifa Haftar is threatening to go to war with Algeria to the embarrassment of the Libyan authorities. And they'd say they're sorry to the Algerians that Haftar should speak like that. But late overnight, man, the airport, Bitaga Airport, the only airport, international airport, serving Tripoli, is again put out of action. It opened on Friday, and now Wednesday, it's out of action again, and the people flying out of Libya had to go to Misrata, about 200 kilometers away. And that was because of a rocket attack. It seems there weren't people killed, but the airport put out of action. What a business, eh?
Ish. And the United States is apparently concerned about the Ugandan government using some excessive force against its opposition MPs and
yes,
journalists.
You know, we would have to expect this because Bobby Wine, the MP, went to the United States for treatment last week after being tortured in custody. And around the town of Arua, there's a lot of there've been MPs that have been hurt and. Again, excessive force by the authorities and journalists. Now, the United States, who are backers of Uganda, are saying this isn't good enough. And, you know, you've got to change. Well, I mean, Yoweri Museveni, to no one's great surprise, has responded by warning against foreign interference. Well, you know, if you're going to behave like this, in this new world, you can't simply do it with impunity and with nobody knowing. Ever since the days of, I mean, the whole formation of the African Union says, if your neighbor behaves badly, it's incumbent on you to say something about it. We never want to have happen in Rwanda, never want a repeat of that. So you've got to do that. And I suppose if it's a fellow African, and maybe each fellow African should be speaking out more against what's happening in Uganda. But if not, then those countries that back it financially, like the United States, have every right to say we're worried about these developments, and you'd better get things right.
Yeah, lovely once again to hear from you, Monsieur. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. À demain.
À demain, mon vieux.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And to you listening.